When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best and fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and just go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and golly, there's a really cute video up there that I posted that time. Oh, it's just goofy. It's obviously a camera set up in a home and a picture on a dog door. And the caption is, I don't have a cat. And the picture is this orange cat comes in through the dog door and then goes over and jumps up on the couch and then climbs up on this woman and starts bumping. And she, her mouth's on the jaw, and she, and the cat's bumping and rubbing and snuggling all over her. And she's like, I don't have a cat. Anyway, it's pretty funny. So obviously, a cat, I don't know if he was just coming to say hi or moving in, but anyway, it's kind of cute. And if any of you are out there, if you do Facebook, I'd appreciate it. Something happened with my Facebook page. You know how things go weird on Facebook sometimes? Before I go off on a tangent here, let's get the table set. But remember Facebook, because I have to ask you guys something. But before we do that, we got to clean. Anyway, Nathan's not here. Nathan is off stomping around being Bigfoot today down at the Mariners and Mariners game. So I have some more details about that. But filling in and covering all the bases for Nathan is our standby guy. That would be David Brown. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Martha.
And welcome back to Animal World.
Oh, thank you. It's been a while.
What? How long? Yeah, it's from time to time you end up filling in, or I don't know, remember how long it's been. Last year or sometime.
Yeah, I want to say at least a year, yeah.
At least a year, do you think?
I think so.
It's good to have you back, and here's the good news for today, since Nathan is off stomping around. If anything goes wrong today, we can blame it on him.
Blame it on Bigfoot.
Blame it on Bigfoot, so it's not your fault.
Okay.
All right. And then it is the second Sunday of the month. It is May 11th. Not only is it Mother's Day, it is our monthly healing show. So it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. So that means joining us, Dr. Nels Rasmussen is zooming in all the way from Idaho, and Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. So good morning, Dr. Nels, and good morning, Linda.
Yeah, great to be here.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. All right. So now that we know we're all here, and of course, the priority today are your phone calls, and it won't be too long from now before we'll have to ask if there's anybody actually out there. Are you all off at Mother's Day, or are you here with us normally? We usually have you here with us for the morning, and then you go off and do Mother's Day. So anyway, we hope there's somebody out there that is looking forward to free remote treatments. Dr. Nels takes care of our animal friends, and Linda takes care of you human animals. So we'll be looking forward to you guys calling in for that. But in the meantime, I was just started to talk about Facebook, and I don't know. You know, I'm not real techie, so I don't understand a lot of stuff when it comes to detail stuff. But sometimes those pages get messed up. Anyway, I got some kind of alert from Facebook that said, you know, and we're talking, this is for the, you know, the radio show, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I post animal pictures and videos and stuff. Okay, that's about it. Well, I get this post that you violated some kind of horrible law, and your page is going to be taken down and destroyed and all this sort of stuff. Well, and I figured that was probably a spam thing. And Dr. Nels, you're shaking your head, so you might know.
I get those too.
Do you get that stuff too?
And I don't hardly even do anything on Facebook anymore. I'm so fed up with them.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of like, you know, it's like, I've always liked Facebook, you know, cause I'm old school and that's what I learned and that sort of thing. And I really enjoy it, but it's been kind of a pain anyway. So I did the best I could to kind of check things out through my, to see if then I couldn't find that there was anything wrong and everything. And so I tried to communicate with Meta or whatever, and that didn't work. But so my page is still, the page is still there, but somehow it dumped all of the followers. And that, so it's anyway, if you're out there, you could help me see if is are things working again properly. If you could go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and maybe like it or follow it or something, just to see if that the numbers go up and it. But anyway, it's been messed up since then. But so Dr. Nels, you have also had problems with Facebook and you're kind of like pretty that, fed up. Is that the case?
Same thing in my inbox.
Really?
Supposedly from Meta. It's some hacker. I don't know what it is. I just totally ignore it. Or report it to Facebook. I think there's a button I reported. Either that or I just delete it and ignore it. I can't remember. As I said, I'm kind of so disenchanted with Facebook that I barely do anything on it anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, because I've fooled around with it, and I, you know, I'm the first to admit I'm not real techie, so you know, I'm not an expert. But anyway, it messed things up, and I'm not real sure how. But so anyway, there you go. But I'd sure appreciate it if you guys would go check and see if you can you find Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and if you can, you know, do. Anyway, that is what I wanted to remember. So that's great. So golly, happy Mother's Day, everybody. Linda, I mean, you're the, I'm only mother to my animal friends, and of course, we've got David and Dr. Nels in, so you guys don't count as mothers unless, see, the rules here on Animal World, I mean, it is Animal World, so we kind of skew everything that way. So I say, remember that your animals, you know, think of you as moms and dads, and so your animals would like to do something for their moms on Mother's Day. So this is the wonderful thing. If you're a single animal mom like me, then you get to go out and buy yourself something from your animal friends. And so I'm here to tell you that I have had a spectacular Mother's Day because my animals got me that. Well, they get me the same thing every Mother's Day, but it's okay because it's exactly what I want. They get me my beautiful flower baskets. So now I have to admit that, and I don't know if this has to do with just the general theme of everything seems to be kind of messed up and nothing's working quite right in the same ways, that the flowers and stuff came in really late to the stores from the nurseries this year. And they're just barely starting to come in now. They're usually loaded with them by Mother's Day. And the one they aren't as, you know, grown out as they normally when you buy their So it's obvious like they were just barely ready to bring him to the stores. So I don't know what that's all about. So I get to, you know, watch them grow more here. But anyway, I'm happy because I have these one, the Calabroches, a million bells that I love. And there's one combination of colors. Gosh, if I could flash you guys all a picture, because I have pictures on my phone of how spectacular these get. But my favorite color combination of them is bright red, bright purple, and hot pink. And those colors together, oh, knock your socks off. Anyway, really cool. And then the other spring thing going on, because spring, I think, is my favorite time of year, with all the flowers and the colors and everything starting to grow and be happy again and all of that sort of thing. And my clue that spring has totally sprung out here, or is beginning to spring, because we are springing, is a little bit behind the city, like Seattle and maybe Linda, where you are. I'm usually, because I'm a little northeast of the cities, bigger cities, and it's a little bit later out here, because I, you know, closer to the mountains. And so my big alert that spring is springing is that I do a big drive from Monroe. From my house into Monroe proper, I go back the old highway. And so I drive through 6 miles of pasture and houses, hit and miss, but all big pasture grazing land. And there's this one about halfway to Monroe. You come around a bend, and there's this big, huge pasture out there. And out in the middle of nowhere in this pasture, there are 8 azaleas. And they're bright orange. And when they start to bloom, it's like really cool. There's these 8 azaleas out in the middle of nowhere, this big old pasture. But the people take care of them. They mow around them, you know, when they cut the hay and all that kind of stuff. And so obviously they must have been in a yard or something. I don't know if maybe azaleas are wild and native in our and they were there wild. And so they didn't ever take. But anyway, they live there out in the middle of nowhere. So every year I'm hoping that nobody decides to mow them down and stuff. And so last week I was able to report for the first time I could see a little bit of orange coming. So I knew spring is happening. Well, this past week, they came into full bloom, and I forget every year how great they are. So I come around the bend, and the biggest one, there's one big one that's kind of away from the rest of them. And when you come around the road, when you can see them, it's like, that's the only thing you see. And oh my gosh, talk about knock your socks off. Absolutely most spectacular color out there in the middle of just brown or green, you know, in the middle of the hay field. Anyway, that's happened this week. So I can tell you that it's officially spring has happened here. And it's been pretty nice weather too, but I think we could really use some rain. I think, David, in the weather report going on, I think we're supposed to get some rain this afternoon, are we not?
There is a chance, mostly cloudy throughout the entire day today for Mother's Day, but there is a chance of showers sometime today anyway.
Okay, you know, usually when it's mostly cloudy, I'm the first one to say, yeah. Well, I'm looking out my window. I got sunshine right now.
Yeah, up here at a good old Factoria, there's sun peeking out right now as well.
Okay, Linda, how about South Seattle sort of area? What's going on?
Yeah, we're getting some sun right now.
Okay, Dr. Nels, have you got sunshine over in Idaho?
We have sunshine, a few high clouds, and tomorrow's supposed to be wet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're supposed to have some rain coming in later, you know, this afternoon, but they didn't say it was going to be much, and then some more tomorrow. But, gosh, I don't know. I think we're low on our snowpack, and I think we could use some more rain and all of that. So, but it seems like it's starting out as a drier time. All right, so let's see. So I wanted to tell you about, before we officially start the show, that Nathan is off being Bigfoot today. So that means if there's any of you guys out there that are going to head off to the Mariners game, first pitch is at 1:10 this afternoon. But Nathan will be there, before the game. Where you can find Nathan Bigfoot is in the beer garden. And
that's where you'd find me if I was there.
Do you go to the beer garden if you go to the Mariners
Not
game?
Really, but you know, beer and me, they go together. So.
I didn't know that. So if you're a beer guy, then you know that Bigfoot is big. That Nathan's being Bigfoot for Miller Lite.
Oh well. So I don't drink that. Sorry.
Okay, I was gonna say.
You might have
to consider trying some Miller Lite, because otherwise Nathan or Bigfoot might stomp on you. Let's see. But anyway, so I think he said that he would be there around. I think the gates open like at 11 o'clock or something, and so he will be there ahead of time. So as soon as the gates open, if you get there early, you can head down to the beer garden and get yourself a picture with Bigfoot. And the nice thing is, David, you're gonna do his whole shift today, right? I mean, I think the last time he went down and was Bigfoot, he had to come back to the studio, so he couldn't watch the game. And I thought that was kind of cheesy.
I'll be here for the entire day, so
David's gonna do his whole shift, so Nathan doesn't have to come back to the studio, so he actually gets to stay and watch the game. So Dr. Nels and me, any of you sort of sports fans, I pay attention to the Mariners now because Nathan loves them. You know, baseball is his sport and he loves them. And they're doing pretty good.
Well, not the last 2 days anyway, but I took a few weeks ago for Central Washington University night, and they won that game 14-0.
Well, yeah, and aren't there some kind of streak that they've won a whole bunch of series? I think they just lost this last series.
Yeah, it's broken now.
They had a winning streak going, but, they've been a really good team so far this year, mm-hmm. And I like the coach and all of that. But anyway, so we have to root because Nathan will be really disappointed if he gets to be there for the game and they lose. So they just don't have a choice. They have to win. But I also, I've noticed – I think when the Mariners started out this year, they started a little slow. You know, they didn't do real good right off the bat. But, you know, as soon as Nathan got picked to be Bigfoot, as soon as he started stomping around, they got better and better. I think Bigfoot is their good luck charm. And I think Nathan's a good luck charm. So he's there, so I think they have
to
win.
They should have him run the bases at the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Bigfoot, I'll mention that. that would be competing with, I don't know, the Mariners have a mascot of some kind. I'm spacing who and what that
is. The Mariner Moose.
Mariner Moose, that's what it is. All right. Anyway, if you want to see Nathan as Bigfoot, go to the beer garden before the game today and root for the Mariners because we want them to win because Nathan's there. All right. So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up if somebody was leaving early. We've got other stuff to chat about if we don't have anybody interested in talking to us yet on Mother's Day. But we'll have phone lines open as soon as we start the show here. And we're going to officially do that right now. Nathan, I'm going to Nathan. I apologize right now, David, for calling you Nathan.
About another 4 inches here, then maybe I'll be fine.
Yeah, he is a tall, skinny one, isn't he?
I want to say 6'4".
Yeah, I know. I know he's told us how tall he is before, and I don't remember. But yeah, he's at least that tall. That's how come he's Bigfoot, you know, because they needed a big, tall guy or a tall guy. But he's not a big guy. He's a skinny, tall guy. But he has a good suit that has lots of hair on it. And so he looks big. All right. Anyway, if I call you Nathan, you'll know that I slipped into automatic pilot. If I call Nathan something else, because sometimes I do, he beeps me. But you don't have to beep me. I usually catch myself when I say it. But anyway, I apologize if I call you Nathan.
Okay.
All righty. But just know that that means I'm feeling comfortable with you in charge and all of that. All right. So. If y'all haven't been here when we officially start the show, or I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I do contributed by our animal world families. And they've been chosen for their life-altering properties. And this part of the show, you can participate and say the prayers and the affirmations with me, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing and getting on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out. All righty, so I'm going to start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti. All righty, so that's our prayer section. Now we get to affirmations, and I say each of these affirmations three times, and you can do that along with me and use them during the week, as I know many of you do. This first one was an assignment to me from my spiritual family at least a decade or more ago, saying, say this affirmation three times a day for a week, see what happens. Yep, changed my life, so I share it with you. Here we go, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you, if you call in today and Linda does a little session with you, with us human animals, she gives us an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this came from. And so many of you started doing it. And I got so many calls. Everybody says, it's changing my life. I did it, shifted everything for me. So I continue to use it. And as I say this affirmation, when I say abundance, imagine in your mind the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, affirmation number three. This comes from my spiritual family, but the Italian division and the one I use to be in the right frame of mind to go out in the world. I also say this one for my animal friends. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Huh. All righty. Next affirmation. This one comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and personal awareness coach. And this is the one that I used to, to keep in balance with, or try to keep in balance and with the current energies going on. I do this for my animals too. Have to admit, it's not the easiest thing to do right now, but here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then the last longer affirmation finishes this group is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, it's very powerful. And boy, do we need it around the country, around the world. So spread that love all over. And that light. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty, and now we conclude this whole ritual and set it for the day and the week with Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All right, David, I always feel like we're done now, except we have a whole show to do. Anyway, we are all spiritualized up, so let's try to stay there. And golly, we've got to get back on schedule now and take care of our advertisers. And just so you all know, now that we have officially started the show, phone lines are actually open. So if there are any of you out there, if you've got Mother's Days to go off to, but you want to get in and get a free remote treatment with Linda for yourselves, with Dr. Nels for your animal friends, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. So you can pick up your phones anytime because phone calls take priority. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Heyo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling here on our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and gosh, there's all kinds of great classes and events going on at the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall in Bothell, and of course, East West Bookshop in Edmonds, Heart Song Retreat that we talked about last week up in Lake Stevens. And you can check it all out at AnandaWa.org or AnandaWashington.org also works. And of course, you know that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their animals or their dogs and solve problems. And usually I see you once and give you a free phone follow-up once I've seen you, and I always talk to you for free on the phone. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with their dog friends, write down my phone number. Give it to them. Tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free. That number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. Well, we don't have anybody pounding at the doors here to talk to us yet. So hopefully there are some folks out there that will be picking up their phones. And again, remember the number to call in if you would like remote treatment with Linda Rasmussen, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. The number is 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And gosh,
and don't be afraid, because we don't bite.
Well, that's true. Even if we did, even if we did, we couldn't bite you from
just think of
here.
Us as little lab puppies.
Yeah, and it's just like sitting around the kitchen table and having a little chat. There's nothing to be, nobody's, and there's nobody here anyway. They're all off at Mother's Day, so you know, good day to call in. Good day to call in. But I, you know, before we hopefully we do get callers and all of that, I want to check in with Linda Nels and also David about what's going on with kind of you know, the animals and insects and all of that. It seems to me then birds, there's something unusual going on. And I have to say, and Linda, we've talked about it because, you know, you have hummers at your house, that the schedule's been really weird this year, and they disappeared early. Mine have come back. At least I have one pair of Rufus hummers and one pair of Annas, which is the least amount of hummers that I've had in years, but at least I have those. And they came back, no, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago or so. And I had, so I'm pleased that they're here, but that's a little unusual. But Linda, I think I had babies at the feeder this morning. You know, because I was wondering, did they really go off and nest? Well, I think the answer is yes, because when I came around the corner into the kitchen, there were multiple birds on the feeder. And the adults don't eat together on the feeder. Mm-hmm. They do one at a time, you know, and they're touchy about territory. But the babies, when they first come, they don't care. Yeah. And they all line up. It's how many bar stools you got, and in they go. And I don't have a ton of them. But I think I had baby Rufus hummingbirds this morning at the feeder. So have your hummingbirds come back? Because I know you weren't seeing much activity at all.
Well, I was seeing some, and I don't think it's increased yet. We still are just having a few. So they're not back completely yet. And it seems right that they probably have little ones hatching out right now.
Okay. Well, this is so early to be having babies showing up in May. It's really, really strange. So I'm thinking if that's what's going on, that maybe it'll be a two-batch season, that they'll nest again after these babies are raised. But then I'm also it's not just the hummingbirds and their schedule and stuff that's off. The other thing is that now post on the Nextdoor app, you know, online, people, a lot of people posting about where are all the bees, and saying, you know, all my rhododendrons, and they're all blooming, and usually they're loaded with bees, and they're not this year. Now, I haven't seen any bees. You know, I had a wild hive of honeybees in a tree for 8 years, but once that tree wasn't acceptable anymore, they've been gone. I haven't seen bees since, but I normally don't see a lot of honeybees. But I do usually have bumbles, a few big ones, but mostly little ones. And when I go outside, somebody usually cruises me, and I have to say, I'm not a flower, I'm a human. And then, you know, they go off and do other things. I haven't had to tell anybody I'm a flower, you know, I'm a human, not a flower this year. I haven't seen any bumbles, haven't seen any bees. Maybe it's just a little early, but that's what's the posting around. So now, Nels, I don't know if you in Idaho, where you are, do you have blooming things on your property that would attract bees?
Yes, we do. They're more in the just getting going phase.
Okay.
As opposed to, you know, I can drive 15 minutes and I drop 1500 feet and they've got, you know, blossoms everywhere on everything.
All right. Okay.
Our fruit trees are going now pretty good, except the cherries are done. And then a lot of little wild flowers are just coming out. And I have, while I was working weeding on an area, I heard a lot of buzzing all around me. I wasn't really paying attention. You know,
all right, good. So you've got some bees going on over there.
Yeah, well, yes.
What about you, Linda? Are you seeing any bees around your house?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a variety. And I think one of the reasons is it's been too cold. It's still the overnight temperatures are not consistently above 50 degrees. And for a lot of the insects, that's going to slow their appearance as
which means, which makes me I think it's weird. See that the hummingbirds are ahead of schedule and early. It doesn't make much sense. I don't know, David. Do you look for bees down in your neighborhood?
No, not really. Since I'm in, a condo complex, there's really no bees buzzing around.
All right. Well, never mind then. Now, the other weird thing, though, are the other birds, because I usually have tons of birds on my property, on the ground, around, because I've got great trees, I've got, and I usually get a whole lot of robins. And I know the robins showed up, the varied thrushes left, the robins came in, and I put out the birdie bath for the robins last week, because the robins have always loved my little birdie bath that I have for them. But the weird thing is, nobody's been in it yet. And I go out, and the robins are all around my property. And I can hear them and record them in the trees on the perimeter. But normally I can look out any window, spring, summer, and there's robins on the grass. You know how they go a few feet and then they listen and they grab a worm and they go a few feet and they listen and they grab a worm. I usually am all over because I have lots of, I think I have lots of worms and stuff. They're not on the ground. I don't see any of them on the ground. And they're only on the trees in the perimeter. And then the other weird thing is the moles. They left. I told you a real story that I did. Finally found a trap that worked, and I caught mom and dad mole last year, but then I had activity from babies that had already been born, and I put one of those little gopher hawks in the ground, and since I did that, the moles just kept kind of disappearing and going, and all the years that I've been here, and if you guys were readers of the New Spirit Journal and all of that, I wrote columns and columns about trying to deal with moles naturally and how to get, and encourage them to leave. And I was never successful for long with any of that stuff. And I just learned to live with them. And the moles are prolific out here. Well, I found it a little hard to believe that they would have remembered the trap that caught their parents, and therefore they recognized it and didn't get caught themselves, but decided to pack their bags and leave. That just doesn't, Natasha said maybe that has something to do with it, and to leave it in the ground for a couple more weeks before I took it out, which I've done. But the moles are completely gone from my dog yard and grass areas, but off my entire property, they are completely gone. It's never happened. I'm not necessarily, and now I've got to remember to really be looking to see if there's mole activity around in the neighborhood. But the one correlation that might be related to all of this, because it all seems to be happening right around the time they put the new smart meters in. You know, there's a this is, you know, the city lights and that they have now have these smart meters that you really can't opt out of, and they put them in, and there's a lot of talk, and usually a lot of sometimes this stuff is not real, but that if you know they can really affect you if you're sensitive energetically. And I know that they do, because Dr. Nels, you know, and out there, if you remember our caller, Cindy, who often has called in, Cindy's a regular patient or client of Dr. Nels, because, you know, I call her the human Geiger counter. She's so sensitive. I mean, she's sensitive to sounds, to light, to vibrations, to anything. She can't look at computer screens or TV or anything, and very, very careful with everything, and she feels everything. She used to be able to be here and spend a lot of time here, bring her dog over, and her dog raised my dog, and they'd play and all of that. She has very hard time being here at my house now or on the property since the smart meter's gone in. She just, it makes her feel really bad. And so she can't. So now I'm wondering, could the smart meter be the reason the moles left? I mean, is there something going on energetically with these smart meter things that could affect? Now, Nels, you got a look on your face. So can you contribute something here?
I actually, what I was thinking is, I wish it worked that well at my house.
Do you have a smart meter?
We do have a smart meter. It was here when we took over, and that's been almost 2 years now. And, but, you know, we have voles. We don't have so much moles. There's so much rocks, but the voles kind of are sort of either or underground or on top. And the cats are bringing one in every so often. So we know they're out there, and they haven't really decimated our garden, which has been nice.
Anyway,
yeah, as far as I can tell, things seem pretty, what I would think was normal, but since it was here,
yeah, and who knows if they get used to that kind of stuff after a while or something. But I just think it's really bizarre that there are no birds on the actual property on the ground and around the house. They're all in the perimeter of everything, and that the no moles left. But I can't, you know. But they must have. They've put smart meters, I think, in everybody's homes around. Yeah.
You know what a common denominator there is?
What?
It's very interesting. And that is, first of all, moles and robins both love worms.
Yeah, I thought about that yesterday. So
so what's going on with a worm?
What's going on? Are the worms gone or something?
Well, I mean, it's not just worms. It's other grubs, too. Moles in particular are eating crane fly larvae and other. So it could just be that there's not an abundance of food right in your area for them.
Yeah, which would be really strange, because there's usually always an abundance. And I have to say, I've seen a couple little crane flies already that are hatching. So I don't know what it is, but maybe we'll find. Oh, and then I'm just going to say, for Johnny, I know you're listening. We talked to Natasha about this last month, and she gave me a plan of getting copper wire to put around the smart meter and then ground it, and that might cut down on the EMF or whatever the energy is that messes with us. It has proven to be a more difficult thing, because they have all the different gauges of wire on Amazon, but by looking at them on a computer or a phone, you can't tell what size the gauges really are. And so I decided, okay, because she gave me very specific dimensions that I have to meet so that it'll work. So I went to Lowe's thinking I'd have to look at it in person. But they don't have the whole variety that Amazon has. And they got really big gauge and really little gauge and nothing for what I need. So I'm still trying to figure out what I need to order, and then I have to make it into it. So, Johnny, the bottom line is I don't know if her copper wire idea is going to work because I haven't been able to do it yet. But I'll let y'all know when I get it done. And then I have to have Cindy come over here and see how it feels, because she's the only one I can think of that can test it and let me know if it's making any difference. As to how they feel. So anyway, all right. We need to get back on schedule because David is getting a little testy, just like Nathan does. You know, he stomps around when I miss breaks, and I do that all the time. So anyway, David's doing a fine job. Nathan will be proud. we need to take care of advertisers. We're going to do that. And gosh, is there anybody out there? You want a free remote treatment? We'll talk about BEST, bioenergetic synchronization technique and neuroenergetic balancing next. If we don't hear from you, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and golly, we're winding down the first hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World already, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available at the Whispering Dragon Center. It's now in her home in Shoreline, so it's easy access and parking. And, oh, what a gift to be in the healing room. You know, Linda works with Jude as I do, and it's just such a gift because – and this, and the Acutonics, her light chiropractic, and the sounding healing is so powerful. It can help with so many things. And I asked Jude, I said, you know, tell me what kind of things do people come to you for, and what are you working on, and what can people get help with? And she just sent me a few things, and she said, well, chronic headaches, fatigue, structural discomfort, sleep issues, digestive issues, PMS, menopausal symptoms, sinus issues, stress, and anxiety. So if you checked any of those boxes, guess what? Jude can help you.
If you didn't, you're dead.
All right. So check Jude out. It's Whispering Dragon Center. It's the check her out online, whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his Healing Ministry for Animals. And that's how the best way to get a hold of him is healingministryforanimals.com. But it's also important to join his private membership group because you get a lot of bonuses because of that. A, you can work with him off the air. And then B, he does some wonderful free Zoom classes. We're going to have to talk about that because one of the best ones is coming up this week, I think. And he does a wonderful newsletter the first Sunday of every month. And that came out as usual last Sunday. And so at some point, Dr. Nels, when we have a lull in the action, we'll talk about your newsletter. But for the most part, you like people to come to you through the website, healingministryforanimals.com. Is that correct?
It's the best because I have a system in place that then keeps track of you, and I'm less likely to drop the ball and forget to communicate. So, but you can call if you're not at one of those internet people. That's fine. Just pick up the phone. You can dial me at 20. Well, nobody dials anymore. 208-451-6003.
All right, so that's a new phone number, so you need to replace it if you had his old phone number in your contacts or something. And and you primarily work on animals, but you work on humans too.
Yes.
And then of course, Linda Rasmussen, you are local here and work out of, you actually have an office, at the, Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. So you can work with Linda in person, at the Intraspace or, remotely over the phone. I do want to mention before we start talking more that we will at some point today get to current events as well. And guess what? There's finally new stuff on current events. Okay, so things are gearing up for the spring, and we got new stuff on current events. But I can tell you that with old stuff, we still got great animal TV. There were binging Jackson Galaxies, my cat from hell shows on Saturday evenings on Animal Planet. So I got to watch all kinds of My Cat from Hell's last night. And I love them. I can watch those shows over and over again. There's so much to learn. If you've got cats and you like to learn about cats or you've got any kind of behavior issues, you really need to watch Jackson. He's so good. And the new season is starting. And the new shows air at 8 p.m. here Pacific time on Animal Planet right now anyway. Anyway, that's really good. So we've got a few minutes left here, Linda or Nels. Why don't one of you give us the lowdown on what is best bioenergetic synchronization technique? And I know, Dr. Nels, you refer to it as neuroenergetic balancing. What are you pointing at, Linda? Is that what you're doing? Yes, you're saying, Linda. All right, Linda, what the heck is it that you guys do?
Well, we help whatever living being we're working with release out of their field patterns that in this technique we call interference. And basically it's fight or flight responses that we have experienced and then we're never able to let go of. So for a lot of people, this is stuff that happened when they were quite young or an accident. Or something else that really caused a reactivity for protection, for safety in the body. And so we are connecting a couple places at a time in order to release those things. And the releasing of those things allows the body to function the way that it is designed to function. Because most people have heard the phrase, the body can heal itself, but things get in the way. And so what we're doing is helping people release what's getting in the way of the body being able to heal itself.
And I know I've heard, you know, Dr. Nils, you say all the time that you guys don't diagnose or treat things.
Right.
And when somebody calls in, we chat a little bit about what's going on with the animal or themselves and that sort of thing. But the reality is that you guys really don't need to know what's going on. Because like I said, you don't diagnose or treat. You tune in to the person or the animal.
Yeah.
In their body, and the body doesn't. The body tells you what to do, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's there's an intelligence that runs our bodies. It's not the same intelligence we're thinking with, and so we're connecting with that intelligence to get the information of what's interfering with the system. And it's a little different between the people and animals because people spend so much time in their heads and. Because we're in our heads, then we're developing emotional responses to what we're thinking about. The animals, not so much, although they certainly do have emotional responses, but they don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about things the way we do. They're, you know, sniffing and doing whatever. So they're more in the moment, but they can still get stuck because of various traumas and experiences that cause them to have fight or flight responses. And so whether human or animal, that's essentially what Linda and I are doing, is tuning in to where's that interference and then doing what's necessary to clear that interference out of their system.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you work in person, it's like a light fingers on energetic healing modality is how I refer to it.
Yeah, that's
and I always tell people when, you know, I'm telling my clients about this, you know, and I always say, when you first hear about it, it smacks of woo-woo stuff. But it isn't, because any of us could go to school and learn how to do it. This is a technique that is taught officially. So you guys, you know, went to school and got educated to do this. And aren't there are a number of best practitioners around the country.
Oh, yeah.
But then I think, Dr. Nils, you've taken it a bit farther with the animals.
Right. And also, you know, doing the distance work. I guess now they do teach that in the mortars who teach.
Oh, are they teaching?
I know certainly Sue has something to say about it. Yeah.
I don't know if the other mortars do, but Dr. Sue Mortar does.
Yeah. Right.
And Dr. Mortar is the doctor that discovered this or put this program together. The best. And Sue is his daughter who carries on the work.
Yes, she's one of them. I mean, he has two sons who also carry on the work. So,
all right.
Yeah, there's the whole cadre, and they are all teachers and really good people doing good work. Totally appreciate them.
Yes. Yeah.
My work is based on bioenergetic synchronization technique, but I developed it specifically for animals back in about 2001 is when I started transferring it over to use on animals. And it's just been so amazing because of helping conditions and things that previous chiropractic type work didn't necessarily get to all the time. So this unlocks something a little deeper.
Yep. And you helped me explain a lot what I've always explained, you know, with dogs, that dogs generalize, assume, and flash back. So if it happened this way once, it's always going to happen this way. And there's truth to that. But it also goes deeper in that Dr. Nils has helped me understand if you're a mammal, and so it could be dog or cat or human, and you have a traumatic situation, it was what Linda was talking about, bad experience, your nervous system can get stuck in that fight-flight mechanism. And as long as that stays stuck, if that animal or human is confronted with a similar situation, they can't respond appropriately in the present time because their nervous system is still in the past.
Right. And particularly their response is so automatic, and it happens before they're thinking, whether you're a human or an animal.
So if you have any, like, you know, fears, worries, things that bother you all the time, that kind of stuff, please call in today, and Dr. Nils and Linda can help with that. So we will continue more of our discussion about BEST and neuroenergetic balancing, but we got to close out hour number one and fire up hour number two. And David just sent me something here on looks like an email from someone, probably. Is that with email that came in? So I'll get a chance to check that out. Now, we are getting ready to turn the hour over, which means we're going to fire up the love train and get up and do a little dancing and get our juices flowing, a little exercise to get us warmed up for the day. And guess what? You don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your head, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train, I'll cruise through by and pick you up. And, you know, send the love all over the country, all over the world. We need it everywhere right now. So let's just smother the whole planet in love. All right, here we go. I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Just to give us a little more juice. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.